Fellow gang.
Fellow gang. What's up?
I was just about to start rapping.
It sounded like it, didn't it?
Yeah, you thought you was gonna have some follow up, but I ain't coming behind you.
You always follow up with me though.
Who?
Why you leave me hanging?
Cause I can't partake in anything too cheddar cheese. Anything too cheesy. I can't partake.
So you must be a whole cheese block the amount of times you be rapping and freestyling and singing.
Cheese block? See what I'm saying? You lost me. Sorry. I tried, but I couldn't get it. Fellow,
whatever.
What's up, family?
What's up, guys?
How are you guys feeling today? Hope everybody's having a wonderful day.
Yes.
Wherever you are.
Whatever time it is. Maybe it's a wonderful night.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But either way, it's a fellow day. Because today, we're going to kick it the fellow way.
Like, and that wasn't cheesy?
It was wordplay. But nah, I think to start it off, man, I feel like, well, you tell me how you feel. I know that I'm a person who I like watching interviews. I like watching people tell, like, you know, their story about X, Y, and Z and how they got to this place and how this happened and how this took place. And just even in life, like, I think having conversations with people, I like asking questions
because
I'm just curious in that way.
Yeah.
Are you like that?
I don't watch interviews.
You don't watch interviews?
No, but I do like asking people questions. I'm
right.
The same way. When I get to know people or when I talk to people, I ask a lot of questions.
Well, you like documentaries.
Oh, yeah. I love documentaries.
So you like hearing, like, the history of things.
Yes, I do. I
love boring,
those.
You like boring history.
No. It's not boring. It's educational.
It's so boring to me.
No, it's not.
Like,
it's,
I just
so
don't understand.
Fascinating.
No, I think it's crazy how you have people who, like, legit like certain things. Like,
yeah.
There's people who, like, when we go places, you want to go to, like, the ruins and, like,
give me all
old
the ruins.
Buildings and be like, can you believe somebody used to live here? And I'm like,
yeah, I think it's so cool to see, like, the old stuff and how people used to live. And even, like, all my little Bible documentaries I'd be watching, you can go and see the places and, like, oh, my gosh, this is where they were when they was walking around. Like, this is where Jesus was. That's cool.
Yeah, I think that's cool. If I'm being honest, it's only cool because we're talking about Jesus. Like, if it's anybody else, I don't really care. Like, I think the perfect example of how this looks for different people, man, we was at the ruins one time.
Oh yeah.
And I had heard this group having a discussion,
the ruins,
and they were mad. This group was having a discussion, and one of the girls was like, I really feel like you're, like, blowing my vibe right now. And the girl responded, like, literally, you don't know, I am dying on the inside. And, like, I just,
wait,
thought,
I don't remember this.
You probably wasn't listening.
When
but
we
I'm
were,
like,
in Mexico?
Yeah, but I'm like, this is the example of how somebody can be having the time of their life, and this person, like, you just don't know, I'm dying on the inside.
Wait, that was me and you, though, because exactly. I'm over there. We were at the Mayan ruins. I'm over there like, oh, my gosh, babe, look how, like, this was their house. Like, oh, my gosh, this is their backyard. Look, because, you know, the Mayan people were a little short, so the, like, doorways were super short.
Yeah.
I was over there like, oh, my gosh, and he's just like, okay.
We leaving.
Right. It's hot.
Look at the water, though. You know. But yeah, man, I say all that to say that, like, every human being has a story that someone needs to hear. I said that because I was going to talk about the interviews.
Okay. I was like, wait,
started,
how did that connect?
Yeah, you started talking about the Mayan ruins and all that.
My bad.
But what I'm saying is, just from my observation of interviews and asking people questions, it's because, like, everybody has been through something or is going through a thing currently or will go through a thing, right, that, like, will encourage somebody, right? So it's like the thing that they were going through, it's not only just for them, but it's to, like, encourage other people as well.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That makes sense.
And so just even thinking about that, if we could take the time to think, like, we all have a story. Like, we have all been through things. or we're all going through things,
mm-hmm.
or we all will go through things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very important that we don't keep these things just hidden in our heart, but that we, like, let them out to people, because this story can be, like, life-changing to somebody's situation.
It can be impactful.
And so I guess this episode is to speak about the power of your testimony.
Because it's powerful.
And we all have one. No, it's very powerful, and we all have one. And if I could just speak for myself, like, I think I found in my personal life the best way that I can, like, just in conversation in general, but especially when we talk about, like, Christ, and when I want to, like, talk to people about Christ and just share my faith, a lot of the times, most of the times, majority of the times, it really comes from, like, me just telling them, like, what's been happening in my life and how I've been seeing, like, God show up in my life and everything that, like, Jesus has brought me through.
Yeah.
Right? And it's, like, through those conversations we see, like, it's just this connection that I can't really explain, right? Because,
I think that we've spoke about that before on the podcast. I believe why we say, like, you being an example is, like, the biggest impact you can have, because people think or get intimidated or overwhelmed by the thought of having to go out and share the gospel. And, like, I got to know my Bible and I got to quote verses to them and I got to do all these things. But it's really just telling them what Jesus did in your life, just being authentic, being transparent and telling them what Jesus did for you. That's the biggest impact you can make. Or somebody just seeing your life and how, you know, you're living out your faith, being an example. That's a big impact. That's ministering, you know?
Yeah.
So just sharing, like you said, what he's done in your life is big.
Yeah, nah, and I feel like even, like, in a real way, though, man, I've really seen, like, God come into my life and, like, really give me purpose.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I remember what it felt like, looking for purpose, and then finally, like, once receiving Christ and, like, starting this relationship of, like, just pursuing Jesus and getting to know him, and it's like I really seen him, like, give me purpose.
Yeah.
Like, I really seen Jesus show up in my life in a place where, like, I had nothing, like, sleeping on the couch, you know, like, staying with a friend, no job, and it don't make sense how my life flipped completely. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? Like, I really seen him come and, like,
be provider.
Provider. Mm-hmm. Like, bless us with the marriage. Bless mm-hmm. us with the home. Bless us in so many ways beyond material, right? Mm-hmm. And it's like, nah. Like, when I talk to people, like, nah, y'all need to know, like, the world don't say my story is supposed to be my story right now.
Yeah.
You know, the world would have said I would have had to do X, Y, and Z to even get to step one.
Yeah.
But we at step five, and I didn't do X, Y, nor Z.
Yeah,
you see what I'm saying? It's crazy. And it's like, man, he really is like that.
Yeah.
You know?
I've seen him do some things, too.
Yeah, I've seen him
really be my friend. I've seen him be a friend, like, stepping into my life, but being in my life when I was alone and lonely and a lot of things were removed and I didn't have anybody, and he was my friend. He was my comforter. He was there. He made me feel like I wasn't alone, because I wasn't, you know. I've seen him be like my sanctifier. I've seen him completely change me, like looking back, a whole nother person, you know, like really stepping in and changing my desires, changing my mindset, changing my heart about things, giving me wisdom beyond myself, you know. Not saying that I'm not trying to toot my own horn and say I have wisdom, but, like, the Bible tells us if you have wisdom, he'll give it to you, you know. And, like, just really seen him change my life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So.
No, that's very true, man, because I look back on some videos.
Oh, Lord, no, don't do that to me.
No, I wasn't even talking about you. That's for you to talk about your old videos, but.
Oh, no.
Nah, I look back on videos of myself, and I just be like, my eyes get wide.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bro.
whole nother person.
Like, who is that?
Yes.
Like, man, back when I was, like, rapping.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Like, I seen one video. You deleted all the other ones, but I found one.
Man, listen, I'm talking about on the stage cussing. Yeah. Like. Like, bro, who is that guy? Nah, for real, man. For real, it's a very real thing, man.
Like, and it's
being
nobody,
born again.
Yeah, and it's nobody but him. Because I just be thinking about myself, like, I'm like, why do I think like this? Why do I have these desires? Why did I even want to, like, change these things? Because it was nothing that I did. It's not like I grew up around people telling me, like, oh, no, you should do this way. Like, I didn't grow up in church and things like that. Yeah. So it's really like God stepping in and saving me and changing me and transforming me and the Holy Spirit renewing me. Like, it wasn't my doing, you know?
Yeah, and it's like, man, it's one of those things that you don't know until you know, right? Like, mm-hmm. I did not know what I was missing out on.
Yeah.
Like, I legit was like, I thought that what I was doing was what I was supposed to be doing, and I was like, kind of just kept bumping my head, but I just figured that was just a part of it. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, man, like, yo, it's like, wow, Jesus will really come in and open your eyes. And it's like, no, you really saved me.
No, you really saved me.
like, saved. Like, I was, like, lost. I was
wandering.
Nah, for real, man. Yeah. So, yeah, like, just if there's anybody listening, if we can give you some encouragement, like, Jesus is real and, like, He really wants to show himself in your life in a real way. But that's not what we're talking about today.
I'm sorry. I'm just thinking. I feel like people are going to go and try to find some old videos of us.
Hey, do what you want, man.
That's funny.
Do what you want. I have no shame in my game.
Go ahead. But that's because is all deleted.
No, that's because I was justified.
Yes, you are justified.
At the cross.
Made clean.
His blood is enough
renewed.
For me.
Made new.
Nah, man. I still need one. I ain't gonna say what.
You're so silly. Go ahead.
Nah, man, for real. Back to what we talking about. The power of your testimony. Because we're talking about your testimony today, guys. Because you have a testimony today.
Yes, you
do.
Don't
act like that. Do not act like that. But Acts, man. If we look at Acts 1, verse 8, it says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." All right. So what I want us to hear in that is, this is Jesus before he ascends into heaven. These are his last words on the earth that he's telling to the disciples, and he is telling them to go and be his witnesses, telling people about me everywhere. So just the word witnesses, right? Like, when we think about that, like, what is a witness, right? So a witness, if you've seen a car accident and you're a witness, all you got to do is tell them what you've seen.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times we feel like, man, we got to be like Bible professors or extra astute in Bible knowledge.
Astute,
right,
using
like
big
word,
words.
Yeah.
Okay.
Extra astute in Bible knowledge. And, you know, we just feel like we make it more than what it is. But, like, he says, look, just go be a witness. Like, just go tell them what you've seen about me.
It don't got to be nothing extra.
You know what I'm saying? Like, don't hear what we're not saying. You should know your Bible, right? Like, mm-hmm. You deepen your relationship with him through your Bible. You discern truth and lies through your Bible. Like, your Bible is a necessity. Don't hear what I'm not saying. But, like, you can just get saved and then go tell your story and somebody else can get saved before you even read the Bible.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, man, he wants us to be witnesses, you know? So I think that's a big point for me. And it also makes me think about the story of the woman at the well.
Yeah.
So I know we kind of hit on this in another episode, but from a different angle. But pretty much, Jesus is talking to this woman at the well. It's so much in the story. I know I'm skimming it. Just hear where we going. Jesus is talking to this woman at the well. Pretty much, he's telling her, like, man, like, I can change your life. Pretty much, like, the things that you've been looking for, I can give to you. she like, okay, how can I get it? And he addresses like her past and the things that's going on in her life, and talks about like how she was married a certain amount of times, and now she's living with a man that's not her husband. And she like, oh, you must be a prophet.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And throughout conversation, pretty much I'm just, this is a skim. Go read it for yourself, please. Don't just take what I'm saying. But in John 4:28, it says, then the woman left her water jar, went into town and told the people, come and see a man who told me everything I ever did. Could this be the Messiah? They left the town and made their way to him, right? So she has this encounter with Jesus. She runs back and she tells people like, yo, y'all come and see this man who told me everything I ever did, right? So she's telling people what Jesus is doing in her life. Mm-hmm. When we skip down to verse 40, it says, now many Samaritans from that town believed in him, him being Jesus, because of what the woman said when she testified. He told me everything I ever did. So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them. And he stayed there 2 days. And they told the woman, we no longer believe because of what you said, since we have heard for ourselves and know that this is really the Savior of the world. Mm-hmm. So right here we see a picture of like the women going to testify and tell, like, come see a man who told me everything I ever did. And it says, now many Samaritans from that town believed in him because of what the woman said when she testified. So just even understanding, like, as witnesses, when we tell people, come see this Jesus who changed my life.
Yeah.
Like, people can, that's the gateway for people to believe.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I didn't have to sit down and be like, come read John 4:4.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, it's like, nah, like, hey, let me talk to you.
Yeah. Like, let me tell you what he did.
You see what I'm saying? And in another version, in verse 42, it says, then they said to the woman, now we believe not just because of what you told us, but because we heard him ourselves. Mm-hmm. Now we know that he is indeed the Savior of the world. Mm-hmm. And just even speaking to the point that, like, our testimony opens the doors for people to experience Jesus in their own lives, yeah, right?
For sure.
Like, we see the woman run and tell her testimony, and they believed because of what she said. Then they asked Jesus to stay with them for a while,
mm-hmm,
right? He stayed. He taught them a little bit. Then they told the woman, now we believe not just because of what you told us, mm-hmm, but because we heard him for ourselves.
Yeah. That makes me think also, this could be getting off topic, but it makes me think about how we can sometimes feel the pressure of like saving somebody ourselves. Mm. Like when we go out and minister to people, we feel like we have to, like they have to say the sinner's prayer right then and there. Yeah. And like, but this story, I think, is an example of how all we can do is share what we've seen, yep, and you know, tell them what Jesus has done in our lives. And it's Jesus who saves. Like, he will prove himself. He will show himself. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Yeah. So.
No, that's a great thing. Even when we talk about other religions, right? Because a lot of people can get caught up on like, well, I believe this and they believe this, and who's to say what is true? Like, I don't get caught up, like, this is what I'm saying. I'm with Jesus, and I don't have to tell you why Jesus is real and, mm-hmm, and this person isn't real. Like, I leave that up to God.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day,
he don't need help.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. At the end of the day, there's only one guy who can actually move. It's only one guy who's actually alive.
Yeah.
And I don't have to prove that. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? Because he will. You get what I'm saying? Like, that's the beauty. And just the freeing part of it, of understanding that, like, we're just here to be vessels.
Yeah.
Like, he just wants to work through us.
Yeah.
He don't want us to have to do the work on our own. He just, like, give me an available vessel that I can work through.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
So good.
But, yeah, and I think even just to the point, though, of, like, our testimony opening the doors for people to believe, like, so we can think, like, maybe someone's grandmother was their door to faith, right? Or, like, an auntie, a cousin, a friend, a coworker. Like, that person could have been the person that God used to, like,
open the door.
Give you a personal invitation to, like, come and know me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come and taste and see that I'm really good and I'm really God.
I'm somebody to know.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, But understanding, like, there comes a point where, like, you can't live off of their faith, though. Mm-hmm. There comes a point when, like, you got to ask Jesus, like, can you sit with us? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And allow him to minister to you. And, like, you get to that point where they said, now we believe not just because of what you told us, mm-hmm. Because we heard him for ourselves.
Yeah. Practically, I think of this in a way, like, if I were to tell you, man, I met this person, they are amazing, they did this for me, they did this, and they're just so cool, and they're so great, and you're like, oh, wow, okay, I believe you, that sounds real cool, they sound cool, they sound like somebody I want to know, but now you have to go out and go meet him and have a relationship with him, you know what I mean?
To actually confirm
and experience it for yourself.
Yeah, because for you to just, like, that's the only way it's going to be sustained, right, when you experience it for yourself, mm-hmm. right? So that's the only thing when people come against and be like, man, so-and-so ain't cool. Like, you need to know for yourself so you can verify. Because now it's like, well, I heard that he was cool, but so-and-so telling me that he ain't cool. So mm-hmm. I need to know so I can verify, is he cool or not? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And for the sake of this, I need to know, like, is God real or not? Mm-hmm. So you got to ask God to show you, like, mm-hmm. so we telling you, we the lady at the well right now, like, mm-hmm. hey,
go and see,
meet this guy who changed our life completely, yeah. like, and don't hear what we're not saying, not in a material way, like, it's a internal, like, changed our heart, changed
our mind,
like, really gave us purpose in life, you know,
desire,
yeah, yeah. And it's on you to ask him to come and sit with you, and he will.
Yeah.
So I think that's a good little place to take a break.
All right.
So we'll be back. welcome back, family.
Bam, bam. Families. People still say that.
What, fam, bam, bam? Bam. I'm people.
You say that?
You know I say that.
You do say that.
Where else you
heard
that's
it? Where I got it from.
Right. You throwing shots. Do people still say that? I guess I'm people.
My bad.
But nah, welcome back. Yeah, man. So we just talked about how Jesus calls us to be witnesses for him.
Yes.
To go and tell people what we've seen him do in our lives and what we know about him. I also want to speak about this verse, Revelations 12:11. It says, and they have defeated him being the enemy. They have defeated him by the blood of the Lamb and by their testimony, and they did not love their lives so much that they were afraid to die. So this is a picture in Revelation. It's pretty much speaking of how we will overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and by
Jesus.
Right, the blood of the Lamb, which is Jesus, and by their testimony, right? So also speaking to, like, the importance of us sharing our testimony.
That's how we overcome the enemy.
Man, but the part that stood out was, like, and they did not love their lives so much that they were afraid to die, right? Mm-hmm. So this picture of, like, I'm not just living for me, but these things that I go through were, like, meant to help others.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm no longer just living for me now. Mm-hmm. I'm living for a greater cause. I'm living for Christ. I'm living and dying for him, so to speak. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To help others. Like, we can see Paul, like, in jail, like, understanding that, like, I'm spreading the gospel to help others. I'm suffering for others, right? Yeah. Like, that's a posture that we have to gain as followers of Christ. So, like, understanding that, like, you're not just suffering for you, but you're suffering for the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
You're suffering for the good news. You're suffering so that others can also receive this glorious Jesus that you have, you know? Yeah.
I think something else that stuck out to me in this was it said that, you know, we defeat the enemy by our testimony. And it makes me think, if our testimony is something that defeats the enemy, then the enemy is going to come against it because he don't want to be defeated, right? So I think of that in the sense of when we go through things, when we go through hard things, I think it's a trick of the enemy to try to make us feel shame about these things or guilt about these things or regret or whatever it may be, like all these negative feelings surrounding our story or what we went through. And he tries to make us hide from it to where, like, we keep it in the dark and we don't want anybody to know. And like, no, I'm embarrassed by it. I feel shame. I feel icky. I feel like guilty. I feel whatever the feelings are. like, he wants us to feel like that. He wants us to hold on to it. He doesn't want us to bring it into the light and to share it and to heal from it, so that way we can share it with other people and help people through this thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So help them break free from shame, from guilt, from feeling like they're the only one going through a thing, or, you know.
That's what he wants to do. He wants to make you feel like you're the only one going through this. You're the only one that went through this situation, and you are bad, and you should feel shameful for it. You should feel all these things. Like, no, you're not alone, because I guarantee you, you're not the only person that's been through this thing, no matter how bad it may be.
Yeah.
You're not alone, and you shouldn't hide from it. Like, bring it out into the light, heal from it, and help other people go through it.
Yeah, that's good.
You can get through it,
That's good. And it brings me to my last verse, right, which is 1 Peter 5, verse 8. It says, stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. Remember that your family of believers all over the world is going through the same kind of suffering you are, right? And just to that point, kind of like, sometimes it helps to know that you're not alone going through the things that you're going through.
Yeah.
You know, like we just said, that you're not the only one. And also sharing your testimony helps others, and it helps strengthen their faith as well. Mm-hmm. Right. In a practical way, I guess something that I could kind of share is like, I've seen a situation, and we've all had plenty of situations, but just this specific one, right? I just experienced a situation where a friend of mine, should I share?
Maybe just summarize, go into specifics.
Okay, you can be going through a thing and be like kind of devastated about it, like, man, like this is a tough decision. I don't want to do it. Like God, why are you calling me to do this thing? Like, it's not making sense. I have this thing that I want that you're telling me to let go of.
You can share it. So we had a friend who had to sacrifice something that she wanted.
Right.
She had to give up something that she felt like was of God.
Right.
And she felt like she really wanted this thing, but she had to give it up. God called her to give it up. And then there was another one of our friends who
Okay. So we're having this conversation. She's telling us, instantly two more of our friends, a married couple, come out the corner, and they're listening to what she's saying, and they're saying like, girl, we went through the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like, God called us to like break up with each other, cut off all communication. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, kind of devastating. Like, what do you mean? Like, this is my person. Ooh, ooh. But sometimes, like, God, man, he's sovereign, right? So when he tells you to do something, it's not because he's holding a thing back from you, but it's because he's actually doing something in that wait time that you needed, right? So for them, it was like they felt like they were idols for one another, right? So they had to learn how to be, like, content with God first, so they didn't misplace the relationship or even, like, just self-esteem and confidence, right? Like, and God just wanted to show you that, like, he's enough and who he is and how you should be loved properly. Mm-hmm. All these different things, all that to say, they were able to come and say, like, yeah, what you're going through, we went through. But also, like,
look at the other end
and, like, God brought us back together. And now I can say that season of my life, like, it's the best thing that ever happened to us, right? Now we see why he did it. And you're able to encourage your fellow brother and sister and show them, like, we went through that too.
Yeah.
And there is a brighter side to that. Like, there is a follow through. There is a promise on the end of that.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Or even if you have a story that you haven't necessarily got over the hump.
Right.
Or got to the other end, it's encouraging to still be, like, to still share with people and go through it together. I feel like that just recently happened to me. Like, I've shared this before. My relationship with my mom is a little, you know, it's been a little rocky here and there. And I just recently got to connect with the young woman who is her mom, and her and her mom are in the exact same situation, like literally exact same situation. And you're like, oh my gosh, your mom did that too. Oh my gosh, we did that too. Oh my gosh. So we were able to talk through this together and encourage one another and be like, girl, you're not alone. Like, no, you're not crazy for thinking this. No, you're not, you know? So while we haven't really necessarily got on the other end of it, we're able to go through it together and encourage one another in that.
Right.
You know?
Right. And that helps, man.
Yeah, it really does.
That helps. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think, you know, just understanding that, like, there's power in your testimony. There's power in, like, just your life and telling people what is going on in your life, what is God doing in your life, what the hard times, the good times, right? Like, and what I would say is your testimony helps three people. I think it helps you, it helps the unbeliever, and it helps your fellow believers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So also, if we want to speak about the fact of, like, sometimes we can be going through things and battling things in silence, and if we never tell people, it's like the enemy almost wants to keep us in that dark space, in that corner, right?
Yeah. Like, making us feel those things, you like see the what shame I'm saying? And the guilt and the
But
hurt.
The moment we open up and tell somebody, we actually open the door for, like,
healing,
help for growth. People to come by and pray with us and, you know, and help us in practical ways. Like, mm-hmm. maybe you're struggling with a bill or looking for a place to stay. You telling somebody might offer you a room or somebody might help you with some, you get what I'm saying? Like practically. Well, I'm having problems. Practically.
Need some water?
But nah, man, so don't do that. Yeah, I would say that your testimony helps three people. It helps you. It helps the unbeliever, as we've seen in the story of the woman of the well. Mm-hmm. And also it helps your fellow believers just by showing them, like, you're not alone and going through what you're going through.
So good.
You know?
So true.
So, yeah, man, my encouragement to everyone listening is that you have a story that someone is waiting to hear.
Yeah.
So we need
Don't hide it.
Yeah, we need to do that, man. We should be bold. If we're not bold, let's pray for that boldness to, like, go out and be witnesses mm-hmm. for Jesus. Because, like, man, like, we need them. We need them, and people need them. And if you got them, people need them. Mm-hmm. People need them, like, for real. Just look out at the world, man.
It's a lot going on.
It's a lot of fear. It's a lot of stress, anxiety,
Jesus
depression.
Jesus coming back soon, y'all.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. You know, we ain't got no date or no time.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, you can kind of just feel it. You can kind of just feel it, man. So, yeah, share your testimony, man.
Yes.
Love y'all. And let's just seal this one.
All right, go for it.
Dear Father, Lord God, we thank you that nothing we have been through would be wasted, Lord, that you have a plan and a purpose for our lives to give us a hope and a future, and that you're in control, Lord. Thank you that we all have a story. Thank you that we're forgiven. Thank you that we're forgiven. Thank you that we can go out and we can share our testimony, Lord, and through our testimony we can help people to know you, to find you, to see you, to experience the same love that you've given us. So, Father, we pray for boldness right now mm-hmm. to share our story with those that we come into contact with, to share what we know about you and what we've seen you do in our lives, to be witnesses for you, Lord God.
Yeah.
We love you, we praise you, and we just ask that you continue to lead us and guide us and really speak to our hearts and our minds, our souls, our spirits, renewing us a right mind, renew our hearts, and just allow us to follow you and to know the promises and the good things that you have stored up for us. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus'
Amen.
Name.
Amen.
Oh,
yes,
man. This is the last episode and we're recording together, huh?
It might be. We'll see.
It was.
If we don't post nothing next week, maybe. But
might have something special.
Yeah, we'll see. But nah, we love y'all, man. And enjoy your evening.
Oh,
or your day. Or your night.
Yeah, have a good day.
Or your dinner. Or your lunch.
Whatever.
Or your breakfast.
Time.
Or your walk. Or your gym workout.
Okay, we get it.
Where else people listen to podcasts?
Did you already say on a walk?
The deli. The diner.
In the car?
The library.
The library.
The mall.
Okay, bye guys. Get it.
In the church. No, I'm just playing. All right, y'all.
Bye, y'all.